Once upon a time, there lived an old piggy mum who was so poor she couldn't keep her children at home any longer. One day, she said to them, "Little pigs, you're eating me out of house and home. Run along with you and build your own houses to live in." So the three little pigs said goodbye and set off down the road, singing happily to themselves.
Trotting down the road, trotting down the road, freedom, 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 adventures, trotting down the road.
Before long, they met a man with a cart loaded high with straw and sticks and bricks. The first little pig ran up to him and sang out, "Have you any straw for sale?
Straw for sale, straw for sale. Have you any straw for sale to build my house this morning?"
And the second little pig ran up and sang out,
"Have you any sticks for sale? Sticks for sale, sticks for sale. Have you any sticks for sale to build my house this morning?"
And the third little pig ran up and sang out,
"Have you any bricks for sale? Bricks for sale, bricks for sale. Have you any bricks for sale to build my house this morning?"
And the man replied, "Yes, little pig,
all for sale, all for sale, all for sale. Yes, little pig, they're all for sale.
But take heed
of my warning."
And the little pig said, "What's your warning, man?" And the man said,
"Beware of the wolf."
"Oh, phooey, we're not afraid of him," said the first and second little pigs. But the third little pig said, "Yes, man, I will." Then all three of them went off to build their houses. No sooner had the first little pig finished building his house of straw than who should come slinking out of the trees but the big bad wolf himself. And the wolf said,
"Little pig, let me come in."
And the little pig said,
"Oh my, my chinny chin chin, I will not let you in."
And the wolf said,
"I'll huff, and I'll blow your house down."
And he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house in. The first little pig took one look at his ruined house, then ran as fast as his trotters would carry him to his brother's house of sticks. The wolf was hot on his heels.
"Running down the road, running down the road,
help me, running,
running, running, running, running,
running,
running, running down the road."
He reached his brother's house of sticks with 1 second to spare. In he ran, slamming the door in the wolf's face. And the wolf said,
"Little pig, little pig, let me come in."
And the little pig said,
"Oh my,
the wolf said,
"I'll huff, and I'll huff, and I'll blow your
And he huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house in. The two little pigs stared in horror, then took to their heels.
Running down the road, running down the road.
Just in time, they reached the third little pig's house of bricks. In they raced, slamming the door behind them. By now, the wolf was really angry and said,
"Little pig, let me come in."
And the little pig said, "Wolf said, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed, and he huffed, and he puffed. But try as he would, the house of bricks didn't even quiver. Inside, the little pigs laughed and clapped their trotters. That made the wolf angrier than ever, and he began to climb up on the roof, thinking he could get down the chimney. As soon as the third little pig heard the sound of claws on the roof, he ran to put more sticks on the fire, and the big pot of water he had set there to boil began bubbling and steaming. The wolf came slithering and scrabbling faster and faster down the chimney until...
Splash!
And that was the end of him. The next day, the three little pigs set to work to build a fine brick house which would be big enough for all three of them, with a guest bedroom for when their mum came to stay. And as they worked, they sang...
We will build a big strong house, a big fun house, a big strong house. We will build a big strong house, and Mum will come to stay.
Which is just what she did.